Regarding industry-funded scientists and industry-funded PR groups, what do they do to prevent the public from learning the truth?
Well, first, they put forward information which has inaccuracies in it, as well as half-truths. It's not the whole picture. I was so disheartened to see most recently a company, Ericsson, actually is supporting a patch for the Girl Scouts that is all about 5G. And in it has a section on educating the Girl Scouts who are working on this patch to learn why millimeter waves and 5G is safe. Now, how did this happen? I mean, I was shocked. Well, it all happened because Ericsson, a large company, is developed this curriculum for that patch. I mean, I believe that is what happened. I actually can't confirm who developed it, but I have a feeling based on this information. And that's just one way that young kids are being educated without having the full picture. We deserve full transparency. We have a right to know. One, wireless is radio frequency microwave radiation. Two, there are all these studies that show effects. There are hundreds of scientists calling to halt 5G because of the increase in radio frequency radiation and because of the science showing harm. So we have a right to know that. But when we go to the store, everything's Wi-Fi, wireless, 5G, Internet of Things. And we're never told about this issue. Our kids are not told. The parents are not told. We just assume that it's safe if it's being sold. But we have a right to know, and companies really are working hard to stop us from knowing. Well, let me add one thing that industry has done. When the city of San Francisco passed their cell phone right to know bill back in 2000, ordinance back in 2010, the wireless industry immediately sued, stating that it violated the free speech rights. Then Berkeley came and passed in 2015 a cell phone right to know ordinance, which withstood many challenges, even was sent to the Supreme Court and knocked back down. And the Supreme Court decided not to take it, which means it was upheld. And then industry again attacked the Berkeley cell phone right to know ordinance, and unfortunately, most recently, won in their latest legal attack on this right to know ordinance, which only did the following. It informed you when you bought a phone that the phone emitted radio frequency radiation. And then if you held it in body contact positions, like against your body and your bra, that you could exceed the FCC limits. Well, how did this happen? I mean, we have a right to know that. It wasn't saying that there was science showing effects. It was simply saying that limits can be violated, that it emits radiation and limits can be violated. And the wireless industry put a lot of lawyers onto this issue. And they have been quite successful in the courts in the United States. But we do not believe that they will continue to be successful, especially with our case, Environmental Health Trust et al. Versus the FCC, where we are contending that the FCC did not adequately review the record on the safety limits that they are stating we should keep that are from 1996. So,
So, to what degree is information regarding the risk of 5G still developing? With the information we know, how can we best protect the public? How much damage has already been done to the public, and what could we potentially prevent through a moratorium?
we believe that a lot of damage has been done from the decades of exposure to cell phone and wireless that we have in place now. And we know that from people who've developed brain cancer from using the phone to their head for long term. There are many court cases winding through the courts right now that have taken years and years. However, we believe that people can protect themselves in two ways. First, take a look at your home and how you use devices and make a lot of the changes that we share on Environmental Health Trust, ehtrust.org. But then, and frankly, more importantly, it's time to speak out on this issue, to get engaged in politics on this. So that means going to your local city council, speaking out on this, talking to your elected officials, and really asking your elected officials to be accountable to you, the public health. We can't be silent on this. We have to speak out at every level of government, local, state, and federal, and have policy in place that protects us. Because right now, I hate to say it, but no matter what we do with our cell phone or the changes we make in our home, if you have a cell antenna built in front of your house, and trust me, if you don't have one now, it is coming down the pike. Communities across the United States are having these antennas built. People didn't even know. They wake up and there's a small cell in front of their house, a short cell tower radiating right into their home. Well, it doesn't matter what you do in your home at that point, because you're having this radiation nonstop right outside your bedroom or your living room window. So it's very important to get involved, to connect with a local group. If you don't have a local group in your community, start one. Get involved and join really a growing movement for safe technology. I mean, this is happening. And we believe that we ultimately will win this fight. I mean, it can't go on indefinitely. We can't keep rolling out all of these transmitters and these new devices indefinitely. There has to be a halt. We have to protect the public by reducing exposure, protecting our kids, and putting these safeguards in place. Just like we have seatbelts in cars, you know, we need to have seatbelts with this technology. We need to think really thoughtfully about how we use technology and how we deploy it. And our companies need to put forward a technology which is safe, because people will buy. We will buy technology which is safe. We just need more options. Right now, when I go to the store, I'm pretty challenged to find safer technology. I have to search online and order it from special places. That's ridiculous. It should be easy. I should just be able to buy what I need. So let's pressure the companies to do the right thing. Use the power of your pocketbook.
Why was it important for you to come back and speak with us here at the Real Truth About Health Conference?
Oh, it was so important because this issue becomes ever more urgent every year. And I'm so thankful for all the work of the conference to raise awareness on this issue. It more than ever, this issue should be top of mind for everyone who cares about healthy food, nutrition, land, water, toxics, chemicals, because electromagnetic fields can combine with all of these other environmental pollutants to actually create higher impacts, more harmful effects, because of the way it infects our brains and the blood-brain barrier. So it's ever more important with 5G and frankly 6G and 7G, which are coming down the pike.
Well, we thank you for that. And we thank you for all your meaningful work and for joining us here again today. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And please go to Environmental Health Trust, sign up for our newsletter to stay involved so that you can keep up with what our organization and other organizations are doing.
Perfect. Thank you, Theodora. Be well.
Thank you.